Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, you guys, we are watching a new show called All American that is...
Yes.
So good.
You guys got to watch it.
So good. I'm addicted to this show.
The kids really loved it, too.
It's about this... Well, it's a true story, which is our favorite thing. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with anything that's based on a true story. About Spencer James, who's a very talented football player, but he's from the inner city, and he gets recruited to play in Beverly Hills. So, you know,
yeah, it brings... drama ensues.
Yeah, and it's got that flavor, that Friday Night Lights, that mm-hmm. gritty flavor. It's
that produced... sexy sports drama. Nice. Yeah.
Yes. It's from Greg Berlanti, who produced Riverdale and Black Lightning.
Mm-hmm. Oh
my God.
Yeah.
It's so good. The kids are really liking it. It's like appointment TV, you guys.
Yeah. It's teens. It's for teens and up. You guys will like it. Check it out.
Yeah. It's Wednesdays on the CW, and you can get it on the CW app.
Everybody, welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? I thought we were friends.
Steven. Inside jokes, people. Sword and Scale Rewind episode.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
That's a great episode.
Sword and Sail. So I love that. I need a podcast and I need books to listen to. I need something to listen to.
I know. I need a new one, too. I burn through – every time somebody recommends one, I listen to all of them. I listen to all the episodes, and then I'm like, now
I'm listening
what?
To Earwolf, and I'm listening to –
You mean Ear Hustle?
Ear Hustle?
Yeah. Earwolf yeah.
is the company.
Is the company.
And I'm listening to – Do You Gotta Be Kidding Me? Or what was it? This something – This Is Happening?
This Is Actually Happening.
This Is Actually yeah. Happening.
There but starts I, like, to be a sameness to those episodes, I noticed, like – I get really obsessive and listen to a ton of them, and then mm-hmm. I start to go.
Once you heard one, they're all yeah.
Seem to have some kind of molestation theme.
Oh yeah,
or
yeah, yeah,
or some of them. Not to bitch about it mm-hmm. after I've gone crazy about how much I love it, but mm-hmm. some of them are like they sound much worse than the person tells the story, and you're like,
well, that's so bad.
Like a Saturday for me. They're like, and then he didn't call me back. That actually happened. Well, that happens to a lot of people. I don't know if I'd build a whole story around it. Like,
I know. The thing is, like with Sword and Scale, it's like it's like drama and real. It's true crime, the real audio tapes. But then, like, after it's over, it's like, I remember watching The Sopranos on a Sunday night, Mike Boudet, if you're listening. I would watch Sopranos, Adam and I, and then once it was over, you'd go, what the fuck am I supposed to watch now? The Simpsons? Like,
right.
I would watch anything after The Sopranos. Like, once it's over, then it's like, what are you supposed to do with your time? I don't know.
You know what I want to talk about for a minute?
Yeah.
I don't know why my phone is like ringing off the hook today, and I turned it off.
Is Robin calling?
No, it's not Robin.
That was sorry, Robin. Lara. Ran out of time.
Lara. Okay, this is probably going to get me in trouble. I don't give a fuck. All right,
you want to do an ad first?
And yeah, let's do an ad.
Okay,
before I get myself in trouble.
Okay,
what do you want to talk about?
You want to talk about
Green Chef?
Yeah. Last night, while I was listening to a podcast, I was cooking. And I was making a lasagna, but Green Chef sends us stuff, and I had some herbs left over,
mm-hmm.
and I put it in the lasagna. It was delicious, so it really provides. You know, they give you the freshness of things and
yeah.
vegetables. So,
I made from Green Chef. I made some quesadillas that were really good with all fresh ingredients, and it. Like you said, you can leave out – like there were certain
right.
things that I didn't want.
Right.
So I just Kids left them out.
Want, yeah.
And then I used them for something else
yes,
like you did.
Exactly.
Yeah. Green Chef has recipes that are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along.
Quesadillas.
Is that how you say
Isn't
it?
Isn't that two tortillas with cheese in the middle?
Well, you can add a lot of ingredients, Lynette, like peppers. This one had like peppers and avocado.
I know.
Listen, kids love quesadillas. Yes, so let's not bag on quesadillas.
That's true.
I wanted the quesadillas. Yeah. And they have a lot of different plans. Like they have paleo, vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten-free, omnivore, and carnivore.
Nice.
So if you want $50 off your first box of Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/FCOL. So it's a little different. No.com. It's .us. So greenchef.us/FCOL. Check it out.
Yeah. It's convenient. It's easy. Something in it for everybody in the family.
Also, TiVo. Remember TiVo from when from years ago?
Yes.
But remember how convenient it was?
Oh, my God.
Well, it's back.
I remember falling in love with TiVo, going, what? This is genius.
Yeah.
They haven't found a cure for cancer, but this is damn close.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
This is good stuff. So right now, TiVo is basically gives you an entire experience with home TV.
Mm-hmm.
You get live TV, DVR, streaming device, all in one. You can access everything on any screen.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the future, you guys. Mm-hmm. It's the past and the future.
Yes, it is.
You can skip your TiVo.
I do. You can skip over entire commercial breaks with just one tap or a voice command, which is another nice thing.
Yeah.
Which is what Adam uses because I listen to him go, skip, skip. Yeah.
And it's easy to actually not put it together, but start making it work. It's not like you don't have to hire like a technician to come in and do it. You can do it.
Right. They have it TiVo Bolt for antennas and for cable. They make it very simple and easy. We have it set up.
And there's that feature that we both love, which is that you can watch shows 30% faster and it pitch corrects. So it sounds like it doesn't sound like you speeded it up.
That's awesome. They got to do that on iTunes now. They got to figure that out.
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great.
TiVo, get on it.
Yeah.
So they've put together a deal just for our listeners. 20% off any TiVo Bolt OTA or TiVo Bolt Vox. Just go over to TiVo.com/loud20 and enter the promo code loud20. You can remember the 20 because it's the 20% off.
Mm.
Yeah. That's TiVo.com/loud20. Promo code LOUD20.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Okay, this is what I want to say. And you know what? Come on, haters.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Bring it.
The whole – okay, you know what a progressive person I am, obviously. We both are.
Right.
But sometimes I get annoyed at it's not the PC. It's not PC culture because, look, I'm a snowflake. Bring it. Winter's coming. The snowflakes are coming for you. I'm an empathetic. I want to use people's pronouns. I want to, of course. And it's not just because I have a transgender son.
I know.
But because I'm a fucking decent person.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But sometimes I have found,
mm-hmm.
between you and me, and I know you're going to agree with this,
mm-hmm.
that people like to jump on a bandwagon of thinking somebody or something
mm-hmm.
sucks
mm-hmm.
because they're problematic.
Right, right.
Without really – like sometimes we want to just like decide that people are bad because they do something that we deem politically incorrect or whatever,
and then
we just go throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right, right.
Like a lot of people we found out kind of turned on Mike Boudet.
Right.
Because they made some assumptions about him that – I personally feel from knowing Mike Boudet mm-hmm. are incorrect
mm-hmm.
because I wouldn't work with Mike Boudet because this is what happens is you find these people that are like, well, Mike Boudet, remember when we first started doing Sword and Scale Rewind before we ever did it when we were talking about Sword and Scale and then we found out that he did that video where he was like, make Mike a millionaire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was freaking hilarious and he never made any money off of it anyway.
Right,
and he was so obviously going like, hey, I want to try this experiment where I basically just ask you for money and I'm doing nothing.
Right.
I want to drive a nice car. You want to help me?
Right.
Which – that's funny.
Right.
Okay, so
do we know how much money he even made off
of
that?
He made nothing. He said he really made like $50, maybe, probably from his family.
Right.
But anyway, my point I'm going to make is that some people turned on him because, listen, I don't know if Michael ever listened to this episode, but the guy does, like, he, you know, he gets his drink on.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think, Mike, don't kill me, but sometimes I think, like, hey, you don't get into Twitter wars with people.
Right.
Like, he will, he likes to snap back or
yes,
clap back or whatever the kids call it.
Yeah.
At people. He, like, does not suffer fools.
Right.
And I think this is what people don't like him because they said that he, okay, there's a couple things that they say he did that I'm not even, okay, one of the things they say he did was he released a 911 call on one of his episodes from that the family didn't want the kid from somebody who was like 14 at the time. But the kid killed his parents and then was calling 911 to like sobbing about the fact that he killed his parents. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we can feel bad for that kid, but and I don't know if he should or shouldn't have done it, but the 911 call was available.
Right.
So Mike put it on his show.
Right. Like, let's
I'm not seeing how that's a reason to like completely write him off as being a horrible person.
Yeah,
that was one thing. Mm-hmm. Then there was they said that he was like hitting on girls in the My Favorite Murder Facebook group. Here's what actually happened. He was in the My Favorite – people were talking about him, I believe, in the My Favorite Murder Facebook group. And he went in there, was like in – because he's – the guy is such a businessman and he's very active on social media.
Smart.
And he's really smart and about like interacting with the fans and engaging.
Right.
And so he was like in their Facebook group. And then some girl was going like, oh, my God, it's Mike Boudet, you know. And they were started like kind of flirting. And then I think he said, oh, send me a topless picture or something.
Right.
Something that was like, yes, so, a very politically incorrect thing to say. But he wasn't like he wasn't like, listen, DM me because I want to get your email and then sending her a dick pic.
Right.
That
right,
never happened. Right. Nobody's ever found any picture or text
well, sometimes
that Mike
said. Too, when you put something out there on social media like that, it's obviously he's not dumb. He knows everybody's going to see it. So, I, you know, it's like how serious, you know. And it's
that's
like,
what I'm saying. He was kind of joking.
Right.
And he was sort of playing with the fact that this girl was being starstruck. So he was like, cool, then send me a new pic or something.
Right.
Something that was dumb and sort of male thing to do, but not
– it's
and
not anything
the girl
to,
in question wasn't offended about it, and they're still friends. And she's a fan of his to this day. They've never dated. He had a long-term girlfriend.
Right.
Okay, this is another but here's how I'm going to show you that people really jump to conclusions. The other thing that they say that they dislike him for is, oh, he's transphobic. So people went crazy about this one episode that he did. Do you remember
the
episode? Okay. That episode in question, there was a guy who shot up a bunch of people at his place of work.
Right.
Then he interviewed this person who was like an internet friend of that guy who was a trans woman but wasn't identifying as a trans woman at the beginning of this.
Right.
And that person also seems like they might have been had autism.
Right.
He did not know this stuff at the beginning. He did an interview with this person.
Right.
He played the interview. Then that person was like, I'm transgender and okay.
Because people were saying something about the person's voice.
Were, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because
they were like, but is that a kid or is that a
– she was a trans girl, but she wasn't identifying as a trans girl. She didn't tell him that.
Right.
And also then she was saying this – the transgender girl that he was interviewing that was internet friends with the kid that shot up all these people and killed them was saying, oh, well, that guy really wanted to be a girl. And is transgender, like had feel, but couldn't tell his dad. And then later in the audio stuff, you find out that I think he was talking about like having feelings about wanting to be a girl.
Right.
Now, Mike asked me, how do I, what do you think being the parent of a trans child? Like he laid the he sent it to me first to listen to, and I thought it was completely respectful.
Right.
I thought it was fine.
Right.
And you know that I'm sensitive about that thing.
Right.
I was like, yeah, you can't because he couldn't. It would give away the ending that the guy was having some confusion about his gender. And I say he because he wasn't out as transgender. This guy killed himself. in the episode. Like that he shot up everybody at work and then I think killed himself. So the point is though, he never came, he was never identifying as a girl. So it would have been really weird if Mike, knowing that this is what happens at the end of the episode, was like calling the guy a she when no one else in the media or the police or anybody was, that would have been so weird and of not course. Necessary.
Right.
And I was like, he's like, but do you, I don't know what to do. And I said, what I think it's perfect.
Well, he didn't know what to do.
People got mad.
Because he thought people would get mad?
Because the person who he interviewed, who was maybe transgender, who also might have been autistic, started getting mad about the way that she was portrayed. Okay, this is confusing, but in the interview with the girl with autism, the trans girl, she was basically had no – she kept saying like, yeah, I don't really care. I don't really have any feelings about it. Do you remember
that? Right. Yeah.
She was like, I don't know. I mean, I didn't really
–
I didn't know them.
Right.
Like, so Mike played that part of the interview. Well, I guess she contacted him later and was like, I don't like the way I was portrayed. But she knew she was being interviewed. And – she wasn't out as transgender to him in the interview, but to be respectful, when he found out that she says, I identify as female, he used all female pronouns for her. He's not some asshole. He's totally PC.
He is.
But when people started coming, so that person came out in the media and was like, oh, Mike Boudet, like, played this interview and I didn't really, made me look bad. It's like, he didn't make you look bad. You said all those things. Okay. So then people were like, ah, Mike Boudet is transphobic because that person was like, this Peter who shot up everybody at work was really wanted to be a girl. So now people are like, well, he should have been using female. I was like, oh, my God, this guy can't win.
Yeah, I know.
And he was asking me about it. Like, did I do something wrong? Do I owe, should I? So he even made an apology, which you know is never a good idea because then people jump on it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, well, he apologized. He must know that he did something wrong. And now we're not going to forgive him. And I told him, I was like, as a parent who has a trans son who will fucking go to town on your ass if you say something, if you do something mean on purpose, you did nothing wrong. You were trying to be respectful. You came to me and asked me, like, how can I be the most respectful? And people are like, ah, he's transphobic. Anytime I see that in any sort of like thread, I always go, stop jumping on people you don't know what you're talking about. You just want to go, this person's problematic.
I hate that. It's insane.
And then you've decided that they're a bad person and that they hate women and that they're problematic and transphobic. And now you're just going to go around from thread to thread on different Facebook things going, oh, Mike Boudet, he's problematic.
And also, they, first of all, to comment on somebody that you don't know and you don't really have the facts is weird. But then also, like, Mike, they know, unfortunately, that Mike sometimes takes the bait. And he wants to get into the mud a little bit.
Yes, I agree.
So they're trying. They want the attention. They're narcissists. They want that. They're like, come on, come on. Throw me a – hit then, me.
Okay. Really quick. Another one other thing that they go, oh – Mike fat shamed somebody.
Okay, here.
Do you remember that situation?
Kind of.
Here's what happened. I'm gonna. Anybody who's out there listening, who's like, yeah, I heard Matt. I heard Mike fat shames. Okay, here's exactly what happened. A fan who is on was on Facebook made a comment to him, or it might have even been on Twitter or Facebook, but somewhere where you cannot see, it's not, there's not a picture of the person. He's not looking at a picture of them. It's just a comment that somebody was like, oh, I hope if I die, Mike Boudet like makes an episode out of it. So Mike responded because he tries to engage with his fans. He made a joke. Which made me laugh in the that he said, oh, whatever the person's name was. Let's say it's Brenda. Oh, Brenda died of high cholesterol and, you know, heart condition or something. Like, he made a joke, meaning
like she died of
nobody,
a heart
most people are not getting murdered. They're dying of like natural causes because we all eat a high cholesterol diet. Died of high cholesterol. Like a boring death is what he was saying. But he made it funny by being specific. Well, apparently people were like, oh my God. Well, I think she was like, how dare you? Apparently she was overweight. So He doesn't. How is he's fucking, does he know? Yeah, he's know. Not looking at your Playboy centerfold.
I know.
He's looking at a freaking dime-sized picture right. on your Facebook.
Right.
He didn't go troll. Do you think Mike Boudet has the time
yeah,
to every comment to go check out
check
your profile
and
see if he can look under your photos and right. see if you took any photos with your arm around a friend that he can see your whole body?
Right.
No, he wasn't. He just wrote a funny joke and
exactly.
you fucking turned it into like, oh my God.
Uh-huh.
And then all these people, women, were like, Mike fat shames. He's a fat shamer, transphobic,
misogynist,
stealing of 911 calls,
yeah.
ethically compromised, mm. and all his shows are him ripping off YouTube. And as we
and
said
also,
before,
let me hit subscribe. They're all subscribers. They all fucking listen to his show.
But they want to complain.
But they want. But why do you say? I wonder what it is about Mike. Why is
it's
it?
It's what you said. It's because he then gets mad because
right.
he doesn't ignore it because
mm-hmm.
he got really, really mad when people first started, you
right.
know, giving him, you know, coming at, oh, and he shames people with mental illness. No, he doesn't.
I know. I
but
know.
When they first started that, Mike should have just ignored it, but he didn't. Mm-hmm. He got really mad and mm-hmm. argued with people mm-hmm. and then people lose their shit.
I don't like it when they bother him about the mental illness stuff because first of all – how dare you? You're listening to a show about true crime. Second of all, most of the time, turns out the person that does it, the perpetrator, somehow has either a drug problem or mental illness or something. Some mental issues
right.
that does the crime. So, of course, mental illness is going to come into play, mental something. And I don't know why they think that he picks on her, that he zones in,
right.
or that he whatever.
He's never been like, hey, anybody with bipolar disorder is probably going to end up murdering somebody.
Right.
That's of course
right.
not.
Of course not.
And
I come from mental illness.
Right.
So, and nothing he does offends me. So,
and he has talked about the fact that people with mental illness are more likely
to be the victims
of
right.
crime.
Right.
But yes,
right.
there is
but
a
you're
lot
you're right.
of-
They everybody, you're right. They want to jump on that. They hear it. They oh, you know, the buzzwords.
Right. Here's another one. The My Favorite Murder girls, Karen and Georgia. So I'll be real with you. Like I don't listen to their show because there's like a lot of chit chat before they get to the murder,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I can't find where the murder starts.
Right.
So I don't. But there was a whole big backlash against them because. They claim that they're racist because somebody in one of their Facebook groups posted something that was like racist.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not personally monitoring that group. The moderators mm-hmm. apparently didn't notice it or noticed it and were fine with it. Whatever the thing is, yes, somebody mm-hmm. got mad about a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of that, they made this T-shirt
mm-hmm.
that had a picture of a teepee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to go here. I'm going to talk about this. So they made a T-shirt that had a teepee on it.
Yeah.
And people lost their minds. They said that it was cultural appropriation, that they took a teepee that they shouldn't have used as a logo because it's cultural appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were selling these T-shirts. Well – okay.
What is the teepee doing? Like, what does this say?
Just
anything?
So then under it says their logo, which is like, stay sexy, don't get murdered.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's their logo.
Yeah.
Stay sexy, don't get
okay,
murdered.
So here's the thing, though. This is the part that bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get into even whether that's cultural appropriation
mm-hmm.
or not. I'm
mm-hmm.
sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been guilty of cultural appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we do need to be told that, like, okay, if that's your people's – you know, I don't – okay.
Right.
Forget the fact that like Amazon – you just go to Amazon and look up teepee and you'll find all sorts of cute stuff you can put in your kids' room. So
mm-hmm.
like they're not the first people.
Right.
But I understand that people thought it was insensitive, okay,
mm-hmm.
that they had a teepee on their shirt. Now, you'd really have to be stretching to go – they purposely were like, you know what? We know that this is not a good thing to do, not culturally sensitive, but
mm-hmm.
fuck them. We're putting a teepee
right.
on our shirt.
Right.
We're going to make money off of that culture.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Right.
These women, their whole – they claim to be very woke,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that they are.
Mm-hmm.
These girls are on your side.
Right.
Like they're down for the cause. They're very
mm-hmm.
progressive,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like we eat our own. Like
I
we
know.
Go, you think you're progressive? Not enough, bitch.
Right.
Like
right.
not progressive enough. Because now look what you've done. And now guess
right.
what? you're problematic.
Right.
So, but here's the point that I'm going to make about that, which mm-hmm. leads us back to the Mike Boudet point, mm-hmm. which is that, okay, I understand that you think that they are – that's cultural appropriation, mm-hmm. that they used a teepee on their shirt and they apologized and they donated like $10,000 to like an indigenous like charity
nice
to
them.
Make amends.
Wow. Right? That's a lot of money.
But here's the thing. You listen to a podcast that's about murder, mm-hmm. as do I. Mm-hmm. But what do you think that is? That's right. victim appropriation. You're listening exactly. to something that is making money off of the victims of violent
right.
crime.
Right.
Their podcast freaking profits off of you listening to a story mm-hmm. about somebody dying a violent death, probably involving a child.
Yeah.
So – before you, how are you nitpicking?
How are you getting on?
How are you like, oh my God, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you? You're fucking listening. That's it. It mm-hmm. is victim appropriation. Mm-hmm. You are making money. Mm-hmm. You know who should only people that should be making money off of a violent crime is the families.
Right.
If they want to write a book about it,
right.
let them make money.
Right.
They're the victims too. That's right. their family. Okay. Listen, yeah. I'm saying I'm guilty of it too.
Right.
But
me, I know.
We're all guilty of it. Right. But like, stop being like, right. I'm up on my high horse, like telling you that how you're a horrible person that I'm going to try to take down. Mm-hmm. We're going to start a movement against Karen in Georgia because how dare they have a teepee on their t-shirt.
I know.
But we're listening to a show that's victim appropriation.
Exactly. The Italians have something. There's a saying for that called – it's kind of like trombolo. Like if you got the balls, I got the balls. Like how dare you? How dare you be? You're 1,000% right, Stephanie.
Like I think it's hypocritical.
It's very hypocritical, and it's not doing any good to other the real causes either. You know what I mean?
Right.
It kind of like dilutes it.
Right. There's a lot of actual white supremacists
right.
out there.
right.
Go take them down.
Right. Exactly. Right. Why are you taking down these bitches that have – come on. I don't know how many people jump on that bandwagon. I would hope to think that more people have common sense than to be on that – how do they make that – where did you find that? Where did you see
well,
that?
Well, okay, because like, it was a whole drama because I'm in the – I was in the My Favorite Murder Facebook group.
Right.
Okay. Do you – this is – this is so off topic, but I'll tell you a little quick story about
the
thing that happened in the Facebook group. Okay.
Yeah.
This is how I came to get muted from their Facebook group.
You got muted from their Facebook group?
Yes. And then I left, but it was because it was so dumb. Okay. So everybody is trying to out-woke each other
yeah.
on these websites, right? They're all like, oh, you think you woke? No, I'm going to show you woke. Because I'm doing the emotional labor for the women that are – I'm not carrying your water because I – okay, so, you know, I get, like, so tired from
right.
those conversations.
Yeah.
But I was on My Favorite Murder and all of a sudden this drama – because I never read it. I just – I joined the My Favorite Murder group
yeah.
a long time ago and I'm in the Facebook group. So, you know, sometimes it comes up on the news feed.
Right.
Well, all of a sudden, My Favorite Murder Facebook group started coming up a lot. There were all these – there was all this fighting going on.
Right.
And I was like, oh, what's this? You know, I like a little drama.
Yeah.
So I'm reading and it turns – that's how I found out. Like I was like, wait, who? What? They're, and then I started reading. So they closed their Facebook group down.
Because of that?
Because people were losing their minds and calling them racist and calling them horrible people. And I guess Georgia practically had a nervous breakdown over it. She was crying all the time and she was like, we're just doing our best. And like,
it's
we didn't
horrible.
Know about the shirt and here we're giving $10,000.
That's
making that mistake of apologizing.
Yes.
And then it was, you know, it's not enough for a lot of people.
Right.
They really, really quick, I'm going to say, I think part of what it is people, when people are fans of yours from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
they don't like it when people get super popular.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people want to take something down that like, when they feel like it doesn't belong to them anymore.
Right.
Like they think they want to feel like I have the control.
Yeah.
I made you.
Right.
I was here from the beginning and now look at you. Oh, you're too busy to have time to moderate your own group?
Right.
Well, I'm going to
– Right.
You're going to see what it feels like
right.
when
– Don't any of you people do that to us, by the way.
Well, we're never going to get that big.
Okay.
We're happy in our little – okay, so here's what happened. So I was like, of course, mm-hmm. like, oh, they closed down their Facebook group. Well, now I got to hear more about this drama.
Right.
So I went and there was another Facebook group that was called like My Favorite Murder, like 2.0.
Right.
That was going to be discussing some of the drama.
Mm-hmm.
In the intro to it, though, it's like, listen, they shut down their regular group. This is for fans of Karen and Georgia.
Right.
We're not here to like rag on them.
Right.
Like, we're here to talk about the show.
Right.
Want to talk about the show? Come join the Facebook
yeah.
group. So I join. And then, of course, it denigrates right into like people just going crazy talking about how horrible Karen and George are and how problematic their show is and, well, they didn't apologize quick enough and like – and coming up with other things to hate on them for. So, okay. This
Does anybody work? Like, I don't get how – I don't know.
So, and then I don't know if you – I don't know if you're a Facebook – aficionado as much as I am.
Do you think?
If you know about how people, whenever there's a drama going on in a group, mm-hmm. people get really mad if you ask, like, what's the drama? What's going on? Because there's always somebody that's going to be like, bitch, I'm not going to re-explain it to you. Go back or do a search in the group and find out for yourself.
Yeah,
stop wasting our time.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Which, if this is wasting people's time,
right?
What kind of a life are you leading? Like, if you're like, oh, my God, I've been in this Facebook group all day and it's been asked 5 times. I hate my life. Okay. So some girl.
That's so true.
So some girl.
They put the emoji with the fingers going
yes!
up. Like, look up. Look up, bitch. And there's the other emoji with the lady going, what do you want from me?
Yeah. So some girl writes. Hey, guys, I'm so sorry I'm so late to the party, but like, what exactly is going on?
Right.
So this person whose name was, I can't remember, but it was like a female profile picture, like a long hair makeup, was like bitchy, like writes back to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Like, stop wasting our time. Like, you know what? It's been asked and answered. If you want to know, go into this other group where they explained it all. Stop wasting our time. Like, whatever.
Stop wasting our time.
This girl, I'll call her, I can't remember her name. I'm Facebook friends with her now, but let's call her Redhead.
Okay.
She's Redhead.
Okay.
I'll call her Ginger.
Okay.
So Ginger is like, well, excuse me. Like, she's like, I'm sorry, I just didn't know. And she was like, but like, why do you gotta like,
yeah,
like, bye girl.
Yeah,
like that,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So then that person that Ginger said bye girl to,
oh.
that yelled at her,
uh-huh.
the yeller is like, I'm not a girl.
Oh.
All in caps. Not, oh, just writes, not a girl.
Okay.
So Ginger's like, okay, I'm sorry,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
And then, of course, there's like 3 more that are all the woker than woke.
Right.
The Wokersons.
Right.
The Wokersons are like, yeah, bitch, like, you should check, like, who are you to just assume somebody's gender? Okay. So
the Wokersons.
So Ginger's like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to misgender you. Like that. She goes,
is that a-
Ginger's now, like, because it turns out that Ginger is, like, this really nice girl
mm-hmm.
that is, like, probably was bullied in high school.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to misgender you. I just,
mm-hmm.
like, I assumed. Yeah, you assumed. Well, mm-hmm. even if you go to the freaking – because, of course, now I'm like, I got to see what's going on with this person.
Right.
So I go to the Yeller's page,
yeah.
and it's, like, full on makeup. I think they're transgender, a transgender mm-hmm. – female. But they prefer the pronoun they.
Okay.
Okay, but how the fuck would she know?
Yeah, I know.
How would Ginger – how do
– Right.
When you're in contact with somebody, speaking as a freaking parent of a transgender
yeah.
kid, I would be – what am I supposed to ask everybody that
I know,
street? Like, should I call you he or she?
That would be crazy.
I know. If you want to be called they, you'll say I prefer to
mm-hmm.
be called – I want to be called they.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So then Ginger says, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know what your preferred pronoun was. And then Yeller is like, it's not my preferred pronoun. It is my pronoun.
See, but that's the poor Ginger.
Right.
It goes back to your point of never apologize.
Right. Then the moderator comes in and is – now I'm reading this and I'm so mad for Ginger.
Right.
Because I'm like, Ginger's not even doing anything wrong. She apologized. She's like,
right.
I'm sorry. Maybe I need to learn. Like something. She's all apologetic. And
yeah.
people – now all the Wokersons are like in a chorus going, yeah, bitch, well, you should sit back and listen and stop misgendering people. Okay, so then the moderator comes in and is like, hey, Ginger, I'm going to have to mute you for 24 hours so that maybe you can like educate yourself and maybe you just need to read and not like be responding to people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The poor thing.
So then Ginger's like, well, fuck all y'all and like leaves the group, right? So then I was like, this is crazy. So I private messaged Ginger and she almost didn't accept it because like she doesn't know me and she thought she was going to get yelled at.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. I am so mad for you. Like, that's crazy. The woke thing and the PC culture and the yelling at people who are just – who are not your enemy.
I know.
She's not your enemy.
I know.
She's trying to help. She's, like, on your side.
I know.
I messaged her and I was like, girl, like, you know, if you do go by girl. I was like, girl, you know, that was crazy what happened over there. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to tell you that I have a trans kid. Mm-hmm. You did nothing wrong. You were you were apologizing. I don't understand these people.
Right.
But you didn't deserve that.
Right.
And these people, it's so crazy in these groups. So she writes me back and she was like, oh, my God, thank you for saying that. She goes, I was crying. I really felt like bad. Like I hurt somebody's feelings, but I didn't know. And then I was like, you didn't do anything wrong. I was like, I'm so mad and I want to say something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're just going to yell at me.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? I don't need to know. I don't need to be in the My Favorite Murder group enough.
Right.
I don't care. I already heard what the drama was.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
So I go in and I just wrote, and I wasn't crazy, but I was like, listen.
Did you go in the thread?
I just want to say I went in the thread and I responded to where they were yelling at Ginger. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to say that I don't think Ginger did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. Your profile, people aren't going into people's profiles.
Right. To check.
The picture looked female and she wasn't saying girl bye to be insulting. She was responding. I said, you yelled at her and she responded.
Right.
Like anybody would. It had nothing to do with your gender or being trans.
Right.
I said, and I did use this. I was like, speaking as the parent of a young trans kid, I'm very sensitive to that. Mm-hmm. But I feel bad. Like, she's on your side.
Right.
And then she apologized and y'all yelled at her.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it's not cool.
Right.
Like, and I said something about preferred pronoun. So then, oh my God, the anger guy, girl, whatever, right back at, oh my God, it was so crazy, over the top mean. They're like, I feel sorry for your child. You're a horrible parent. Like, just the fact that you think it's a preferred pronoun. It is a pronoun. It is my pronoun. How dare – and it went
They're
on
yelling
and on
at
and on.
You
they
now?
Started yelling at me. So I wrote back and I was like, okay, you sound angry and I understand, but again, I'm just saying, like, first of all, telling me I'm a horrible parent, you don't know me or anything about me. And I'm just saying that that person is not your enemy.
Right.
Like, and we can't make everybody – I was like, you can't make everybody
the
your
enemy.
Mm-hmm. When, you know –
Because
so then, of course, the moderator came right in. I did not say anything insulting. I would never kind of a situation be, like, insulting. I was trying to represent
my
people.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Immediately the moderator was like, you need to – I'm going to mute you for 24 hours so you can, like, sit and be educated. Again, same thing they said to the other girl. And I was like,
sit and be educated.
And then I wrote back to Ginger and I was like, Ginger, girl, we're both out of the group.
Oh, my God. That's insanity. Now I want to go in that group.
I know. I wonder if there's still – I don't know what's happening in there.
That's
Somebody
crazy.
Needs to tell me if there's more drama.
I wonder if – it must have eaten itself alive.
I do. I feel like when people get really big, people just want to go.
They go want to take them down. So they were like, they were a small podcast and then they got big.
They got big really fast.
I mean,
they've only been around a couple of years and they're like a top five podcast always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are they good?
They tour. Yeah. I mean, you might really like it.
Yeah.
Karen Kilgariff is one of the hosts. I've known her since stand-up days.
Mm-hmm.
She's super smart and funny.
Did I meet her? Did she come on our show before?
No. She's very smart and she's cool. And then Georgia's a little bit dingier and like kind of like us.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
No, I'm just kidding. Georgia's like I think she hosted a show on the Food Network. She's kind of like a quirky, fun personality.
Yeah.
And they just met and both – talked about loving murder and they decided to start a podcast and it just went crazy right away.
Yeah. Because true crime.
But they talk a bunch. They'll sometimes talk for like a half hour or 45 minutes.
Before.
And then they each tell one murder story.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long is the episode?
Like an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
I think they do one or two a week, but their main thing now is they tour, so they do live shows.
Talking about live
doing their like they'll go to a city.
And they'll do their podcast.
Yeah, and they have all these subgroups. So there's all these My Favorite Murder Facebook groups that are Reddit pages.
I only heard about them when we started doing our show. The Sword and Scale Rewind.
Oh.
Because people are like trying to compare us to them.
Right,
I was
right.
I've never heard of it. And then when I heard about it, and then I was like, oh, it's two women that host it. And then, you know, but I still haven't. Maybe I should start listening. But
yeah, listen to it.
Jesus Christ. That's insanity.
We need to do more ads. And then you need to tell me a story about Natalia.
That's nothing compared to that. Jesus.
I want to hear it.
Wilkerson's.
Tell us about Quip.
They cross the street from the Wilkinson.
Am I going to get in trouble for this
episode? No, gives a fuck. No.
This is the exact kind of thing that people are going to be like, you're horrible and un-PC for, I don't know,
no,
whatever.
No, please. There's nobody that, no. Flex. You want me to tell you about Flex?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Flex. If you guys got your period, like I heavy periods like I do. Not trying to be, you know, whatever. But
not trying to brag.
but look, the Flex is interesting because they have developed this new thing that it's not a tampon or a cup. It's a flexible disc that fits perfectly inside your body. So once it's in place, you can't feel it at all. It's pretty cool. And it relieves you of like those cramps. And it lasts up to 12 hours, and you can go swimming, you can be active, you can have sex, you can do all kinds of stuff.
If you want to,
but if you don't, you don't. Because you're probably not going to want to, by the way. Well,
you don't have to, okay?
Right. Because you know you're going to be like, you'll still have that, like, don't touch me feelings, because that doesn't go away. But at least you won't have cramps. Get off my jock. I'm tired. and it's FDA approved, hypoallergenic. It's all that. It doesn't have the latex or silicones, all that stuff. So our listeners can go to ihatetampons.com and use the promo code FCOL. You'll get an additional 30% off your first purchase. But try it because I tried it. It kind of takes a couple tries, but once you get used to it, you're in, so to speak. and you're good. And then you're good and you don't have to worry about it. It's awesome. So go to ihatetampons.com now and use the promo code FCOL. Get additional 30% off your first purchase.
Nice. And then also, we love Quip.
Talking about making your life easy.
Yeah, it's a better electric toothbrush and it was created by dentists and designers. Listen, 90% of us don't brush our teeth for a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean evenly.
No.
But Quip has a built-in 2-minute timer, and it pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides.
Nice.
So that can help you and the kids.
That's great for kids.
Yeah. And this is the nice thing about Quip. It's a subscription-based thing, so you don't have to think about, like, when you need a new toothbrush.
That's amazing.
You get the electric toothbrush, and then they send you the new toothbrush heads.
That's smart.
It's time to change.
Yeah. It's genius.
Yeah, totally genius. That is why we love Quip. So they're backed by 20,000 dental professionals, by the way.
Yeah.
And Quip That's starts good. At just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/FCOL, right now you're going to get your first refill pack for free. When you buy a Quip electric toothbrush.
Mm,
yeah,
that's
so
pretty cool.
First refill pack is free when you go to getquip.com/FCOL.
You know what else? It says they don't require a clunky charger and it runs for 3 months in one charge. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Half of our sink is taken, as Sunny would say, taken.
Took us
with that stupid charging thing that you got to put the toothbrush on,
right,
and it
right.
never stands right, falls over
right.
constantly. So there you go.
You need a nightstand for
you
your.
You need a nightstand for your toothbrush. We got people coming to our house to look at our house today.
I know.
Imagine. Like, now I got to clean. Olga's been gone. There's no Olga. Everybody's starving. No laundry hasn't been done in weeks.
It's like, you can't come back the day after the wedding, Olga, and like do your job?
I know.
But you got to relax after your child got, after you threw a wedding?
She ain't back until Wednesday. And he's like, what?
What, is she on a honeymoon?
Yeah, I know. He's like, why Wednesday?
You're not on honeymoon. Yeah. Get back to work.
Her daughter got married on Saturday. She took the whole week off. And she's not coming back till Wednesday. I go, Adam, to be fair, Olga barely ever takes time off.
I'm sure she has family in town.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
She should bring them over. Just bring them. I told her, you don't have to. Just come to our house. Let
she's
swim in the pool.
Yeah. She brought her sister, one of her sisters, over. She doesn't speak a lick of English, but she's so sweet and so cute. You know, she just comes and sits there, and she just, like, nods, and I'm talking to her, and she has no fucking idea what I'm saying.
So what were you going to tell me about Natalia?
Natalia. So I
after
dropped
– what she said after therapy.
I dropped her off. Picked her up. So I picked her up, and she gets in the car and she says, I was on the phone with Patrick, okay? And then she gets in the car and then I go, okay, I gotta go. Natalia's, I just picked her up. And I go, hi, Mama. And she goes, yeah, can you not call me Mama anymore? I was like, what?
Why?
I know. That's my
that's
name.
That's love.
I
that
know.
Is pure love right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, Mama. I know. I call her Mama.
I've been called, because we get it from having somebody Spanish in our homes that they call their kids Mommy.
You know.
And I do that with my kids all the time.
I was
love
just
it.
Talking to somebody that's Lebanese, and he was saying his grandparents would say it. It's a, my Italians, my grandmother would call me Mom. Mom. You know, she'd say, you know, call me Mama. But, you know, she'd go, Mom, don't cry, Mama, don't cry. It's just a term of endearment.
Endearment, yeah.
Yes.
It's like saying, don't call me dear.
Right. And so she's like, it's kind of, it's weird. And now, okay, I remember like 3 or 4, I don't know if you remember, but 3 or 4 years ago, I volunteered to take the Girl Scouts on a glamping trip.
Oh, I remember.
And I got fucking heat stroke.
I remember like it was yesterday.
Yes. And it was so hot in there, like a sauna. In those cabins that they were, are you glad? I would have been happy to sleep outside in the stars because it was so hot. It was like a sauna inside these things. So I remember going like a Target run.
I remember you went, yes, mm-hmm. yeah.
Late at night.
To get sheets.
To get sheets and to get pajamas for some of these girls
right.
who came in nothing but like long sleeved onesies.
Right, right,
you
right.
You know, from like they were wearing like flannel pajamas and it was so hot. It was in
right.
August.
Right.
And it was so hot. And I was like, oh, and I got fans. So I got sheets and fans and pajamas. And me, not just me, but like 2 or 3 other moms.
Right, right.
So we went on this. Anyway, one of her friends, she said, we'll call her Betty. She said, rhymes with no. She said, so one of her friends, Betty, needed pajamas. And so I got them for her. And she's still friends with this girl today. And so I gave them to her. So I go, here you go. Of course, Mama. Of course. And I was like, here. Like as soon as I got this, she's
right,
like
right.
sweating. Her face right. is bright red.
Right.
I said, here, put these on. You took the tags off, gave them to her. And I go, of course, Ma. I kept saying Mama. And I set her up. Then the next day, Natalia comes over to me and she goes, will you not call my friends Mama? And I was like, why? And then she said, Betty just thinks it's weird. And I was like, screw Betty.
Yeah.
Like, Betty's white. Okay. That's why she thinks it's weird. Because
yeah.
she comes from white.
Yeah.
You know, like, she doesn't
white
know.
Girl.
She doesn't get it. Yeah.
Cracker.
Like, yeah. She's exactly. She don't get it. I
yeah.
go, it's a thing. It's like a term of endearment. With
yeah.
the, you know, the Europeans, I guess. I don't know. I said, so anyway. Okay. So it just bugged me ever since then. It bugged
yeah.
me. So
how can you be upset with somebody who's just brought you something and
I
is
know.
Calling you a term of endearment and
I
is
know.
Saying something sweet to you?
I know.
Why
I
take issue with that.
I know. Isn't that weird?
You get bent out of shape and
yeah.
then tell the girl whose parent it is, like, and can you tell your mom?
Yeah. I think it's weird. And she's like, it's just weird. And I can see her saying that because she does – that is the way she is. So all right. So that was 4 years ago. then I was like, okay, fine. I ain't gonna, how about I don't call her anything at all? How about I don't call her?
How about no pajamas? How about no sheets?
Yes. How about I call her that? How about I call her hot?
No sheets.
No sheets.
Call her hot.
Call her sweaty. Sweaty McPherson.
Hey, sweaty. How you enjoying those flannel jammies you have on?
Seriously. So then, okay, fast forward now to this present date and time. I pick her up and she goes, can you not? And she's still friends with Betty. And I know she sees Betty in the mornings because Natalia will get to school and then call me when she gets there. And because she walks. And then she says, okay, I'm at school. I go, okay, Mama, bye. Like if you're on the phone with your friends or you're on a speaker, you know.
Yeah.
I know that little fucking Betty is sitting there going, that's weird that your mom says Mama. You know, I'm sure she does say that. I know. And so I pick her up and she says, can you not call me Mama?
And that's the first thing out of her mouth, basically?
Yes.
It's been brewing?
Yes.
Like maybe she had therapy about it?
Right. Like she had it.
Right.
And her mom.
And they were like, you should communicate that with your mom.
Right. Because she's probably saying – with your mama. Because she's probably telling her, you know, what – like it's weird. My mom's – whatever. I don't know. Who cares?
Right.
So I got mad and I was like – and she's like, don't be mad. But she says it like with very snarky. Oh, my God. Why are you getting so mad?
Why are you mad, though?
Yeah. Please. You know, and I go, Natalia, it's like, what? I can't ever call you Mom. Well, you know, like when I call you every day and then you say, I say, okay. And then you go, okay, Mama. I go, so your friend's like Betty. And then she got really mad. She goes, Betty has nothing to do with this. This has nothing to do with Betty. Betty didn't say a word. Betty is, sure she didn't. Anyway, maybe she did, maybe she didn't. I don't
know. Right.
But it's like, how dare you? So she goes, well, don't get mad. I go, okay. I go, what do you want me to call you? And she goes, Natalia. And I go, okay, you want me to call you Natalia? And then she's like, Natalia. I don't know. What did you name me? That's what she says.
Uh-uh.
And she's like, I don't know. How do you say it? And I was like, are we really having this fucking conversation? Like, not trying to compare the two, but Sonny would never
is it Sony? Or
yeah,
Sonny?
Right.
What do you think?
What do you think? Oh my God. Like, he would never talk to me that way.
I know.
He
but
doesn't.
He's a boy. I think there's.
I know. So I was like, all right. Okay. Natalia.
Interesting that Matilda became Xander,
mm-hmm.
was always a boy. Mm-hmm. According to Xander, he's never been a girl.
Right.
Interesting that he was the Sonny in this equation.
I know.
Right?
Yes, of course. See? They are. They're a lot. They are a lot alike. Sonny and Xander are a lot alike. So she says, whatever you named me. And then I said, okay. So I'm just going to call Natalia. And then.
So did you tell her?
And then I said, so I'm never allowed to say, she goes, no, I don't like it. So get out of the habit. And she's like, no, like you want to go and backhand her, but you also are like, what am I supposed to do with this right now? Like,
right,
I'm trying
right.
to keep my, I'm like, okay. Okay. Natalia. Okay. And then she goes,
oh my God, I can feel,
I
feel your pain.
I yes. go, so and then I don't know how we got it.
I would have been the same exact as you.
Cause
like I would have been thinking, yeah, like, well, am I supposed to be like, you're
am
being fresh
to,
right
yeah,
now?
I
or am I supposed to be like, okay, yeah,
right,
hear you.
Right. Am I supposed to, exactly. How am I supposed to take this information and put it back into her stupid dumb ears? So I don't sound the wrong way.
Right. So that you don't cause more therapy to be
right,
needed.
Right, exactly.
Like, I'm trying to save money here.
Right.
I'm not trying to
I know, right?
build your case.
Exactly. And I don't know how Adam got
into it. But I'm also trying
it.
To parent at the same time.
Right.
I'm not trying to raise, like,
right.
a Violet Beauregard.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Veruca Salt.
So then she said, well, I said, what about Daddy, or she said something about, she goes, Daddy doesn't, that's what it is. So she compares me to Dad in therapy. I know that because Dad can do no wrong because Dad pays for everything and buy and builds building her whatever. I don't know. But she's like, well, but Dad doesn't call me that. And I said, okay, but he does call you like terms of endearment. He goes, no, I go, what does he call you? And he goes, she said, Natalia. I go, no. He doesn't call you Natalia. And then she's like, well, he calls me princess. Okay. But
that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what she said.
And
that's fine.
And by the way, Adam calls you mama.
That exactly.
So what I mean, right. That's a term of endearment.
Right. But she doesn't get it. She's not
and
she
if,
doesn't care.
If Adam was like Lynette,
right.
You'd
be
like,
weird.
What's wrong?
Yeah, I know. I know. You know when somebody's mad at you by when they call you in the
right.
file. Like when
you'd
they
be
call
like,
you
are
then,
we
yeah.
on a trial separation?
Right, I know. Did you just file? And then she goes, well, what do you call Sonny? She goes, you don't call. She goes, you got to call. She goes, it's weird. It's weird that you know, that you call. I'm not your mom. And I go, oh.
Well, you call him Sonny.
I said.
Son.
I said,
Sonny.
You know what I call him? I call him Sonny Bunny in front of his friends. He's a boy. He's 12. In front of his friends, I say, go, Sonny Bunny. He doesn't say one thing. He doesn't care. His friends actually adopted it from me, and they call him Sonny Bunny. And and she's like, well, he's a boy and whatever. And dads are allowed to call their daughters princess. But it's just weird that you call me mom, mama. Okay.
It sounds
fine.
Like she's trying to exert a little, like, control, like, a little autonomy. And so she's testing out, like.
Yes, except for she has tons of autonomy.
No,
and
but you know what I mean? Like, she's
yeah.
testing out her independence from you, like, telling you to treat her. Like,
right.
Like. You know,
I guess. Yeah, I know.
I think it'll go away.
It was like, I was like mad at her for a few days.
Because it creates a separation. Because you're like, but I'm trying to, when I call you a pet name, I'm trying to create like a sweet relationship between
right.
us, like love.
Right.
And you're basically rejecting that love and
yeah.
going, treat me more impersonally, please.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, but you're my baby. You're my
yeah.
daughter.
Yeah.
You're my mommy. You
yeah.
know, like I want to
yeah.
call you.
She doesn't.
It's a rejection.
She's right now in a phase where she doesn't want my affection or something. Although, then last night I'm making dinner and she comes out and she's like, she bought on Amazon a Halloween outfit that I didn't approve of. She used her gift card. She asked me if she could buy her Halloween costume. And I was thinking, sure. I was thinking like Disney princess. I don't know. I was like, a Halloween costume, whatever.
Right.
I didn't think about it. I was like, yeah, okay. She goes, I got my gift card. I'm going to use it. I said, okay. It comes in the mail. She tries it and she comes out. She's dressed as a lifeguard. All of her friends are dressed as lifeguards with skin tight tank tops and little booty red shorts that says lifeguard on the booty and a whistle and a visor. So they're all going to be lifeguards.
Slutty lifeguards.
Slutty lifeguards. Already with the slutty costume? Really? At age 12, you're already wearing the slut costume.
It's on.
It's
this
insane.
Shit is on like Donkey Kong. And it's like up to us to constantly be putting the brakes on this
I know,
stuff.
I know.
I know.
And I get it. I know that that's what they wear. But she ain't wearing that skin tight. And I told her. She tried it on. And I was like, what? And she said, you said I could buy it. And I was like thinking back, I did? What did I say? I go, no, I didn't. And she goes, yes, you did. You remember? Yeah, I used my card. And I go, well, you didn't tell me it was that. And I go, that's a little tight. And then, so then I'm making dinner. Then she comes out and she wants more stuff or something. And I go, no. And she goes, why are you mad? And I go, I'm just mad. I'm just mad at you. I didn't say that, but
right.
I'm just irritated with her and her, like, her independence or whatever, her charmuta-ness. And she's just like, I don't know. It's an ongoing thing. I'm going to have to talk to her therapist. We're going to have a phone call this afternoon. So I'm going to find out what's going on. But I know what's going on. There's nothing. I mean, it's just a teenager. But she doesn't have respect, like, for me or whatever it is. I don't know. Like, she thinks that she knows better kind of thing, I guess.
Right.
Or something like that or whatever it is. I don't know, but I don't like it. And it bugs me. And even to the point where Sonny had a game yesterday. So football Sunday, they leave with Adam in the morning. Usually it's just Sonny. She stays home, but this time she wants to go. So she goes and then Adam's like, okay, so you're going to pick up Sonny and take him to his game. His game is right by here and bring him back. Sure. So I'm going to be here at 1 o'clock to pick him up. And then Natalia goes, I'm going to go with you guys. And then to the point where I think, no, I don't want her to go. Like, stay there. Because then I could just sit in the car and play on my phone.
Right.
Read Facebook or whatever.
Right.
But now she's going to go, and then she's going to be like, it's hot. I'm tired. Is the game over yet? So I did tell – I said, don't go, Natalia. And then she got in the car. She came with us. And then I go, I'll drop you back off if you want. She goes, yes, please. So I took her back. It's just – I don't know. I just don't like – I don't know. Just don't.
So you let her come.
Yeah.
But then
– I did.
Yeah.
But I didn't really want her to.
I know. I know. It's so hard. And then you're like, I don't want to feel like I'm playing favorites. I don't want to ever be like – I know. Sometimes I think that – I mean, I'm a little bit like that with Sadie. Sometimes it's like I think that LB, I'm always like, you want to come with me?
Yeah, I know.
So like, or if I'm going to the grocery store and LB's like, can I come? I'm like, yeah.
Hop in. I know.
Like, she's like hanging out with a girlfriend.
I know.
Whereas I just know that Sadie's sometimes – not all the time – I sometimes very much enjoy Sadie's company, but she will tend to be the one that's like, if she comes, she changes her mind, and then she's going to complain about everything.
Complain.
And then I'm like, why did you come?
I know. I know. That's Natalia. Yeah. Like Sunny, I enjoy his company. If he wants to come with me, I love it. You know, I have no problem ever with Sunny. Ever. I hate to say it, but it's true. And so it's even more glaring. Sometimes I even wish maybe – now there is – actually, there's times where Sonny, I get mad at him where he, you know, tries to argue with me for the sake of argument, you know. Like, I didn't say that. I was like, he always has to be right, you know.
Xander does that too.
Yeah.
And Xander thinks he knows better, and he will always – he's – I told you he has this problem where he always goes, I know.
I know,
like,
right?
No, you don't know.
You don't know.
You didn't even finish – I didn't even say what I was going to say. You already know it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know everything.
Yeah. That's exactly Sonny. I know. I know. I go, no, you don't know. So listen. But other than that.
Man, parenting, you know?
I know. No, I don't know.
Hey, even when you're annoyed at your whole family, you still want to keep them safe.
That's right. From the Wilkersons across the street.
What better way than with Simply Safe? You know what? If we're nothing, we're nothing if not honest.
That's right.
On this show.
That's right.
So you come for the honesty, stay for even more honesty,
that's
whether
right.
it's appropriate or not.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if a storm takes out your power, Simply Safe is ready.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care.
They don't.
They don't care about storms. They're going to. They're there for you.
They run towards danger when everybody's running out of danger.
If an intruder cuts your phone line, Simply Safe is ready.
That's right.
Ready. Maybe, look, maybe it's overkill. Maybe you don't need to, like, think about every worst case scenario. But Simply Safe is ready just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they keep it. They keep you tight.
Yeah, they keep it 100. And they're good people. And that's why they charge you what's fair, which is $14.99 a month.
That's fair for their – so that's exactly – yes.
No contracts, no hidden fees.
No.
You just get your Simply Safe system.
Mm-hmm.
Set it up. Do it yourself.
Yeah, it's easy to
say. And then they will monitor you for $14.99 a month.
Yeah.
So,
simple.
Yeah. Here's what you want to do. Go to Simply Safe, SimpliSafe.com/FCOL. Go to SimpliSafe.com/FCOL to show your love for our show when you buy your home security system.
Yes.
That's it.
And Patreon
you,
this week.
Oh, Patreon.
Wait till you hear your Patreon this week.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Hot. Also, if you want to be a subscriber to Patreon and you want to pay $50 a month to get a business shout out, you can do it. We have a couple of openings.
Nice.
Michelle Baker sells Green Horizon CBD with no THC. And they have a salve called Chronic Relief. And you rub it on anywhere you have pain and it helps out a lot. So go to mygreenhorizon.com and in the referral box put FCOL Baker. Lisa Dahl has a women's clothing boutique called Lisa the Shop, spelled with two S's. She changed the spelling in third grade herself.
That's pretty cool.
Cute. Mm-hmm. Don't call her mama. LisaTheShop.com. They sell, I told you, everyday women's fashion.
Cute.
Jamila Lowe says, are you still in the mailroom? She wants to help you figure out. She's a child care consultant. She's going to help you figure out the whole child care scenario, what you need. Go to culturalcare.com/JLOW. That's culturalcare.com/JLOW.
Nice.
Elise Ungs wants to put a photo on wood for you. Yeah.
It's pretty.
Shimlee, SHIMLEE.com. Find out what they do. She's a listener.
We have
supporter.
A picture on it. Looks really cool.
Oh.
Yeah, we do.
You did it?
But not, but I had somebody did it for us a long time ago.
Oh, so if you want to get one of those, go to Shimlee USA. That's on Instagram, Shimlee USA. Okay. Two more. Chelsea Marks is with Payne's Gray, P-A-Y-N-E-S Gray. GRAY.com. They do furniture, home decor, throw pillows, stuff like that. So check them out, PaynesGray.com. Casey Howell. She was paying for a few months and I was not giving her her proper, her props because I forgot and I didn't know. But so I'm going to give you her a long one. Casey Howell, she's a real estate agent with Keller Williams Crystal Coast. She covers all of Eastern North Carolina. Being a military spouse herself for the last 15 years, she says whether you're looking for a vacation home on the coast or just making a move to a new duty station anywhere, you can contact her and she's going to help you out. Call or text her at 910-546-3991 or email Casey, K-A-C-E-Y, Marie at gmail.com.
Nice.
That's it. That's everything.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Come on, man. And with the-